Well, we just read where it says Jesus said to make disciples of all nations. And recently I've been thinking about something. The reason I had that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, about 2 weeks ago in the morning I woke up, and that song was coming to me as clear as the day. And I don't know if I've sung that in years, actually. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look fully on His wonderful face, and soon the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And so we have children. Are we making disciples, making our children to be just like us? And they might look like us, some. What? Or our wife. And God has allowed us to have 8, 9 children now, as of Sunday morning at 10. And but I was thinking about what's valuable. What is important? Is it making a living? Or is it making disciples? And this was really edifying for me tonight, what was just said about making disciples of who? And said everybody is a disciple of, but whose disciple are we really of? And who are we trying to make disciples of? And I was trying to make my kids be like me. Well, I hope I'm an example they can follow after. But if they're not getting a connection with Jesus in their inner being, then they're not going to really be His disciple. They might even be good at the trade I teach them. I try to teach my kids trade. I do lawn mowing and chimney sweeping, and some of you do different things. And I count it a privilege to have some of my children working with me. But if all they learn is how to make a living, mow a lawn nice for people, and they don't get to know Jesus, and they don't sense a need in their own heart for Him, then have I made the right kind of disciple? Have I made a disciple of Jesus? And in Romans chapter 8, I'll read a couple verses. First, I'm going to kind of do it backwards. I don't usually do that, but I'm going to do it tonight anyway. Romans 8, 28. And this is a disciple. This is how they think. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. It says all things. Never looked at them in the Greek, but I assume that means everything. For good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. And what was His predestinated plan? To be a disciple of who? It says to be conformed to the image of His Son. And it tells us why. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So He really does want disciples after Him. And if we're getting people to be disciples of Jesus, then that's not idolatry at all. But if I'm getting one to just be a disciple after me, then what's that? That's a different thing. Because I'm a disciple too. And about it being ingrained in our culture, I've really seen that with myself and some of our own brethren, even though we have open meetings, that there's a tendency to believe that because one person has more content in God, that the other person somehow isn't a disciple too. Or that they're no longer a, if somebody's a shepherd over somebody, then sometimes people think they're not a disciple anymore. But Jesus, He said He didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. It says enough for the disciple to be His Lord. So really, I thank God for getting more free from our thinking. I'm going to read the next verse here. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, His preordained plan. I used to read these scriptures just shake when I was a young boy, thinking, oh no, He predestined. What happened? I predestinated to hell. But His preordained plan isn't hell, but it's to be made a disciple. It's to be made in the image of God's own Son. Predestinated, He also called. So He called us, like some of the brothers said, from Mexico, and now God's using him in Morocco. But He's using us where we're at, if we're His disciple. And may God help us to be making more disciples, too. If we're one of them, why should we do something less than that? To make our own children into something different than what Jesus was doing. For whom He also called, then He also justified. Thank God for justification. Changes us right on the inside. And whom He justified, then He also glorified. What should we say to these things? Going to make excuses? No. If God be for us, who can be against us? Maybe everybody but God in some situations, but is that a problem for God? So if we're a disciple of Jesus Christ, our Lord, this is what how He treated His own Son. Do we want to really be His disciple? I do. And I believe we all do. May we all do. If we don't, may we get called and get encouraged this weekend too. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? All things like cars and Cadillacs and a nice job and lots of money so we can get what we want. Or are we called to be a disciple like He was? It's written in the volume of the book in Hebrews. Well, maybe somebody can tell me where it's at. Is that in 11? Or is that 12? Or is it before that? No, it's earlier, isn't it? 5, I think. 7 of chapter 10? Okay. Yes, that's the one. And this is Jesus. This is the true disciple and the one that we're all to be made into, His disciple. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume book that is written to me to do Your will, O God. So I thank God. I'm not going to take up any more time, I don't think. I'm just really thankful for this night, how it started. Thankful for each one here. We do honor different brothers that have God's Word. But to think that we also, even if it's a small word, that we're in the meetings to give it, but also if it's something that isn't in the meetings, it's just something with our children, something as little as getting up and helping one of our children go to the bathroom at night so they don't wet their bed or something else like that. When I'd rather have my wife do it, I'm talking about myself. But you know what's amazing? I find that I have fellowship with Jesus there. I think probably He'd do that if He ever was married. Sometimes He'd probably get up in the middle of his night. But He was tired and His wife was tired too. But He does have a wife. It wasn't a physical one. Called the Bride of Christ. And if we're truly born again, we're part of that. So sometimes I have got a little bit discouraged at times, thinking I'm not out on the foreign field, and every time I hear brother, and I'm sure glad that some of you get there, out there. I have a tendency to lift that way up and think what I'm doing, being a dad and being here at home in America isn't as great, but I remember many years ago, I think it was Brother Dick said that a true missionary is one that just does the same thing he's doing at home, because if you go over there, you're not just automatically going to be a different person. So I'm thankful I can be faithful being a dad, being a husband, and learning to love my wife more. You know, it's amazing, you know. Even though we got 9 children, the day when I was leaving and she had just hurt her back, was going to have to go to a chiropractor, and she was usually don't show her emotions much, but she was crying, and I said, well, do you want me to stay tonight and leave in the morning? And she says, no. She says, the kids are looking forward to it. And so I just thank God that we can see one another more like Christ. And our children and one another here, and we'll get to know Christ better in one another. It doesn't mean that we just cover everything up. We challenge one another. And don't cover up for me, you know. If I say something that isn't right or have a bad attitude, I need you. And you need me, I hope. I believe you do. We need each other. If we're in Christ and we're being made His disciples, then we're going to help make one another His disciples. I thank you, brother, for sharing your heart. And I know it comes through pain. A lot of these things come through pain, but most of the deeper things of God generally come through pain. Most of those old hymns we sung tonight, if we only knew the stories behind most of them, it's a lot of pain. But there was a pain that produced this wonderful fragrance like a flower that's crushed. And God's pleased God to crush Jesus, and it pleases Him to crush us too if we can go through some of the crushing. May we be found faithful.